This is Norman Kissinger from Redeeming the Time Brothers Ministries, and I want to talk today out of Acts chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, and this is the famous passage where the beginning of the church age and of the church, and it says in Acts chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, and it came to pass, Peter here is quoting the book of Amos, but it says, and it came to pass that in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit, of my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my menservant and on my maidservant I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I want to speak today about the idea of hearing God's voice. So last year in 2023, I spent almost the entire year doing different devotions on the effectiveness of how to be effective at prayer. And I was thinking here a few days ago that there's another side to that. We talked about how we should talk to God and some principles that would hopefully help us be more effective in that. But we also need to learn how to listen to God and to hear His voice and listen to Him speaking. Because quite frankly, the Bible doesn't tell me which college I should go to, or if I should buy a car, or who I should marry, other than giving some principles on those things. The Bible doesn't say a whole lot about that. And so if there's times where we really want to know God's will, there has to be principles that come into play that help us understand when we're hearing the voice of God. So we may explore that by going over several of those ideas of what would constitute hearing the voice of God in our life. Now, I want to say that here, and we could go over some other passages, but one of the first and the main points, I guess, that we're going to talk about hearing the voice of God in your life is that God is actively, willingly speaking into our lives. There are times when He is silent, and that message of silence even means something about our lives, maybe. As it did, for example, in the life of Saul, who was not right with God, and he could not hear what God wanted to tell him because he was in a backslidden state. The truth is that God wants to speak into our lives, and God wants us to know and do His will more than we want to know and do His will. Just like God wants people to be saved more than people want to be saved. And He's willing to that. He makes that offer to all. And so God wants to speak into our lives. And I picked this passage just because most people know it. We'll talk about maybe some other passages as we discuss this as an issue here. The truth is that God is, we can find a bunch of other passages that talk about this, but God is still speaking to us, and we can understand His will. And so the idea here was that the revelation of God, and I'm no great theologian in this, but the revelation of God here is now in the last days being poured out on the average person, not on the prophet or the priest or the king, as it basically was in the Old Testament, but now young and old, male, female, highborn, lowborn, does not matter. The Spirit of God is poured out on, as it says, on all flesh, that every believer can have the Spirit of God and can hear God's voice. Now, I personally believe, and I would develop this, through some other passages of Scripture, but I personally believe that from time to time, and maybe not through every dream, or sometimes through visions, that God still does speak to us through visions and dreams. And He sometimes gives His will based on that. Now, I'm going to say right off the bat that everybody who would know that there is the big fence around the idea of God speaking through visions and dreams. I think He has given me dreams that I think were significant in my life and meant a lot in establishing his will, or maybe in confirming his will in something in my life. But God has, I believe, spoken to me through dreams that were significant, that had meaning in those dreams that he has given. And I think he speaks into our mind with thoughts, just like unfortunately, the kingdom of darkness speaks into our mind with the wrong thoughts and wants to stir up the flesh, that those things happen. And so, I don't know about other Christians, but on a practical level, there are times where I don't want to guess on what car to buy or what house to move into or what job to take or what ministry to do, or I don't want to guess on those things. I want to know God's will in those things so that I can be effective for what he wants me to do. And then there's times where it's just simply life-threatening to not know God's will about a course of medicine you should take or something along those lines. We still need to know God's will, and we need to know God's will specifically. And that would be, you know, my argument that that as you look throughout both the Old Testament, New Testament, and the history of the church and believers throughout the history of the church, that they have had different situations where they needed to hear God's voice and exactly what to do at some time. Now, I think it's easier to talk about praying to God because there's a bunch of principles we talked about last year, not so much rules. They are rules, but they're principles. That if you follow certain principles, you can be effective in your prayer life. Well, we'll try to discern some of the principles that would be necessary in order to hear the voice of God and to know that he is speaking into our life. How do we know that God is speaking to us? How do we know that a dream is significant if he is speaking through a dream or through a thought? And I look at a house and say, hey, I think I'm gonna buy that place, or how do we know it's God? Well, this is an art, as I said, even about prayer, not just a science. There are certain rules and principles that would come into play, and we're not always gonna get it right. And that's one of the things that's even scarier. So there's been times where I thought I was doing the will of God, that I heard his voice in something, and I obviously did not hear his voice in those matters. So this is not an easy thing to learn. In fact, I would say that hearing the voice of God, prayer would be there, but I think even hearing the voice of God would be a harder principle to master and to understand in our lives. So I think we'll talk about that some with some passages of scripture and maybe what they teach us about the idea of hearing the voice of God. And so God does want to speak into your life. I can assure you of that. I don't have a monopoly in understanding everything on how he does or when he's going to or what methods he's always going to use. But I will say that as a beginning here, there's two rules that right off the bat, I think in understanding God's will or hearing God's voice, that is right off the bat. And I used to say them when I worked in substance abuse counseling inside of a prison. But basically, two things we do is, number one, we follow the written rules. And number two, we follow our last order first. When the inmates in the prison would talk about being in trouble or wondering what they were supposed to do, or they'd be confused, I'd say, well, simple. Number one, follow the written rules. If the rule says that you should or shouldn't do something, then don't do it. Then number two, follow your last order first. And so I have adapted that to say that on a spiritual level, that is two things we need to do as fundamental principles of hearing the voice of God. And that is that we follow the written rules. That's God's word. We're taking God's word and we're doing what it says. And then number two, we follow our last order first of what we know that God has spoken to us about to do, all right? And so there's something he wants us to give up, something that he wants us to be involved in. You know, we just have this sense that he wants us to do it, all right? So something that it's clear in our mind already. We're not questioning it. God wants me to read his word. I don't have to go to him to figure that out. I can both in my spirit and also from his word, I can, you know. So that one's an easy one, you know. God wants me to pray. He commands me to pray. So both in my spirit and also in his word, you know, it meets that test. So a good test for God's will would be, of course, we go back to His Word and we find out if it does say something specifically about it. And then, you know, what does it seem like our heart is already telling us to do, that we should be doing, and making sure that we're rightly dividing both of those and listening carefully to both of those. I think there's some other principles, but there's at least two that we could use to hear the voice of God. And I think hearing God's voice today is vital for the times that we're in. Well, God bless you. I hope you have a great week, and we'll explore.